This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The political editor for the magazine Cosmo is ranting over Jessica Duggar's comments using the Jewish Holocaust to highlight the injustice behind violations against the sanctity of life, including genocide, abortion, euthanasia, and the ongoing killing of the disabled. Jill Filipovic's dislike for criticism of abortion has led her to say that Jessica Duggar was obviously deranged to leave the Holocaust Museum thinking of over 50 million U.S. abortions. Attorney General Mark Herring of Virginia says abortion clinics don't have to report sexual assaults on teenage girls. His official opinion violates clearly stated law, as well as Herring's own campaign promises to fight sex trafficking. Pro-life advocates in Ireland are using the entire month of October as what they call a month for life. Public meetings and conferences all across the nation and the involvement of churches are all targeted at making citizens aware of what their government is doing and develop the will for political action. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio.
The annual Life Chain is once again this first Sunday in October. Millions of pro-life advocates will line streets in hundreds of communities across America to offer their neighbors an important message. Simply, abortion kills children and hurts women. Find locations and more at lifechain.net. This has been Life News Radio.